Good morning. This is Sunday, December 23rd, 2012. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas.
And I'm Kyle Kellums. In just a moment on Weekend Ozarks at Large, a preview of how downtown Fayetteville will celebrate the last night of 2012.
And other things on this morning's edition, how Gibson Baskets has been making baskets for the last, 50 years?
120. Yeah, I know.
Oh,
right?
Wow.
540 Express sings carols in the KUAF lobby.
Right.
And Becca Martin Brown on what to do between now and New Year's.
This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
And with us inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio, three of the organizers of Last Night 2012 in Fayetteville, Erica Wilhite, Lauren Embry, David Embry. Thank you all very much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Last night is on New Year's Eve. It's the last night of the year, correct?
Yes.
And this is the second last night.
Yes, this is the second time we have done Last Night Fayetteville. We survived last year and decided to bring it back this year.
Has it grown since last year?
Most definitely. As of today, we are about three times the amount of tickets sold at the same time last year. So not only is that seem to be growing, but the amount of programming that we're offering, the number of artists and performers that will be there for the evening has grown. We've added probably around 8 to 10 new acts, more than we had last year.
And the production budget's grown.
Says David, who knows a thing or two about production. What does a growing production budget mean?
That means that this year we'll actually be paying closer to market value for the products that we receive. And hopefully it'll mean a better show on the main stage and on the auxiliary stages as well.
So where is this main stage?
The main stage is in the Town Center this year, in addition to the Kid Zone and the puppet preparations for our giant puppet parade. We feel that this will bring everybody a little closer together. Parents will be able to check out some really fine talent on a professionally produced stage and drop their kids off next door and not feel that they're that far out of the way.
The lineup of entertainment has a very local feel.
It's all local. The festival is really a celebration for Fayetteville of the Fayetteville performing arts scene, which is why I love it so much, being a performing artist. My group, the Artist Laboratory Theater, and a number of other performing arts groups, comedy, live music, dance, will all be featured and showcased at Last Night.
I think a lot of people remember that there was First Night, now Last Night, and it has come back to downtown. The last few First Nights had migrated away from downtown.
Yes, well, when First Night happened, First Night started in 1997, and they started their first event on the square up until about 2007, I think. They did 10 years on the square, and then their 2008 and 2009 events, they moved to the mall. A lot of you will remember that the square kind of went through this downturn a little bit, where shops were moving out, but then experienced a real big upturn. So within that time that they went away to the mall, there was a lot of resurgence going on the square. We had a lot of new boutiques and shops and cafes that were opening. So when we were planning this event last year, we thought it only made sense to return the celebration downtown since we had a new community.
And all of the new boutiques and the new community there has been open and welcoming?
Absolutely. Absolutely. A lot of our sponsors, the majority of our sponsors actually, are all businesses that are located around the square or downtown.
And many of those businesses are also the performance venues. So the only big stage, so to speak, is at the Town Center, but everything else is in a boutique or a law office or a cafe. So it's very fringy in that way.
Give us some examples of who might be in a law office or in a boutique.
Our folk stage is at Odom Law Office, and that's a tradition that's carrying over from First Night. It will be Emily Cates and the Outside Lines, as well as Still on the Hill. They'll be there all night. The Underground, Fayetteville Underground, is also a venue for us. It's the jazz stage. The Mustache, like she said, is a sponsor, but they're also the comedy club, so to speak. Fun Bags will be performing there, the Improv improv group, as well as the Comedians of Northwest Arkansas. Matthew Miller's studio is the Sheet Fort venue, so we'll be building a giant sheet fort by the Artist Laboratory Theater, but we'll also be featuring performing acts such as Fayetteville Word Wars and another improv group called Sound Effects. Fresco Cafe is going to host our dancers. We'll have Terra Nova Tribal Ballet dancers as well as Blossoms Burlesque.
And now that's an adult only.
That is adult only.
So you're mentioning all these different shows in these various venues. Will one ticket get you into
all of
these events?
Yeah, we have a couple of different ticket options this year, as we did last year. The general admission ticket is $10 in advance, and it'll be $15 the night of, and those are for people 12 and older, and that will get you access to all the performance venues. We have a child's ticket available for $5, and that's for kids 2 to 12. And then we have a VIP ticket this year, which is $50, and includes access to the BHK VIP lounge at BHK Cafe.
David, you mentioned the production for the main stage. Is there anything that has to be done with Mustache? Because that's a boutique, and it's got, you know, merchandise everywhere. So if you're going to have fun bags there.
Part of the appeal for some of these smaller venues is that we don't have to do production, that it's really raw and personal. You're in very intimate spaces right up close with the performers. And while I am heavily involved in the main stage, I kind of like that aspect that you're actually hearing someone's voice touch your ear. It's not synthesized or modified in any way. It's you and the performers, and it's a very close personal experience.
These are drop-ins, right? I mean, you can bounce from place to place to place?
We'll have a program, a paper program, that will tell you what is playing at all times in the night. And at every venue, we hope to also give you a listing of what can be seen at what time at that venue. You will go from performance to performance. You can stay as long as you like at a certain venue, but we want you to travel and bounce from place to place.
It's like a buffet of some of the best art that Fayetteville has to offer.
Go ahead, Christine.
I was going to ask, so what happens at midnight? It's a New Year's Eve celebration.
Well, it's another tradition that we're bringing back from First Night, and one that has gotten national attention, actually, and that's our famous Hog Drop Countdown to Midnight. And this year, we're partnering with the Fayetteville Underground. They have actually purchased one of the Pigsubition pigs that are all around town, the pigs that artists have painted for Ozarks and the Ozark Literacy Council. Well, the Fayetteville Underground has actually purchased one and has generously allowed us to use it as our hog drop this year. So we're getting the fire department to raise and lower the pig during our countdown. So that's our midnight countdown. And then right after we say Happy New Year, the fireworks start. So we'll have about a 10-minute fireworks show that will happen immediately at midnight. So it's just a really big finale event that welcomes the new year.
And that fireworks event, that experience is free to the public. So everything on the square is not ticketed.
If it's outside, if it's accessible to public eyeballs, it's free.
That's right.
Right. And that includes our giant puppet parade, too, is another first night tradition, something that is really unique to Fayetteville. But that event starts at 8 o'clock, and that's another free event for the public. So you can come out, watch the lights of the Ozarks, grab a bite to eat, watch the puppet parade, and stay for
the countdown. Or better yet, you can participate. It's primarily volunteer-driven, so if you'd like to get involved, we readily welcome the public to come in.
And the main stage will include Threepenny Acre.
Yes.
Randall Shreve.
And Sideshow. And the funk band Groovement. Another local favorite.
Speaking of Sheet Fort, in case someone hears that and doesn't quite know what that is, Erica.
The Artist Laboratory Theater builds a giant sheet fort. This is not our first sheet fort. It's a venue that we build, and we have built several times at this venue at Matt Miller's studio. It is, just as it sounds, a giant sheet fort, and inside we have comfortable, intimate seating, bean bags, and camping chairs. And we, the Artist Laboratory Theater, perform a show, and this year it's Found Fayetteville. It's a a compilation of found text, random, you know, pieces of stories that we've collected, as well as Craigslist ads, Fayetteville flyer comment threads, things that we find uniquely Fayetteville, and we dramatize it. And it is our homage to our darling little city. But that's the show we're doing at the Sheet Fort. Everything else occurring in the Sheet Fort that night, it will also, everything in that venue will be in the Sheet Fort.
So does the planning for the 2013 last night begin, what, January 2nd?
It's already begun.
It's already begun.
We've already been talking about what we're going to do for next year. And, we started talking about that probably a couple months ago.
Oh,
so as
wow.
we go along with this process, we, you know, things that we're not able to do this year, we say, well, next year we'll be able to do this. So we're looking to grow the event even more next year.
New Year's Eve is a holiday. It's one, perhaps more than any other, that's synonymous with, you know, having a good time, taking time off. David, you've been at Walton Arts Center for about 1,000 straight days now, getting shows together. Lauren, you have your own business. Erica, you've been on the road doing different things and putting different things together. Why work New Year's Eve?
Good question.
Love.
Love.
It's Fayetteville.
Yeah. It's something, last year, it was last April, I believe, April of 2011, when Eric and I got together and started talking about this concept for this festival and bringing back what was here. And I personally saw a lack of community events available in Fayetteville. And last year when the fireworks started and I looked back and I saw the square just completely crowded with people, that was the moment for me that said, this is why we did this. And we had around 3,000 people all around the square gathered together at that moment. And that was the moment for me that said, we're definitely doing this again next year.
Yes, and it's also a way to showcase the talent here. Not everyone knows that once a month you can catch fun bags, you know. There are regularly performing groups in town, and this is almost like a commercial for them. And to showcase their talent is really, for me, the best part about it. It's just to get the word out that there is more to do in Fayetteville you may not know about.
We also pay out close to $12,000 in artist contracts.
We're over $12,000 for this year.
and that goes directly to working artists' pockets who need it. And
if people want to know more?
They can go to our website, which is lastnightfayetteville.com, or they can find us on Facebook at Last Night Fayetteville.
David Embry, Lauren Embry, Erica Wilhite, thank you all very much.
Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Happy New Year. Yes.
Happy New Year.